Welcome to the Diamonds Forever 30-minute world news update and intel and more from Captain and Company. Today is Thursday, December the 6th. Elizabeth, you're on.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome. And we'll start out right out with the news and intel. So, Judy, go ahead and you can do your news story first, and I'll go next.
I just have a couple excerpts from Drake's call yesterday. He mentioned that congressmen were re-sworn to the Constitution, and some were told they were going to take permanent vacations. And I personally saw on the news yesterday all of them filing out, and the newscaster was saying something about, you know, they were not coming back until the fiscal cliff is resolved. So I thought that was very timely when Drake said they were all leaving, and I actually saw them all walking out of the their offices. He did mention about a December surprise, and part of that surprise is what's going on right now, people leaving their office and some mass arrests that are be starting soon. And I thought something interesting. He said that George Soros owns both the Republicans and the Democrats, and I think many of us know that. There's not much difference between one and the other. And then I also heard on another call that the Visa cards and MasterCards that are issued in will go internationally on January 3rd, and they can't do that without a revaluation. And there was confirmations that large amounts of money are being moved. They believe it's for the prosperity packages, and that also it was mentioned that we will have 2 years to turn in our dinar, because in 2 years they're going to have another currency in Iraq. And many are expecting all of this to happen before the 15th of this month. And that's all I have right now. I'll share more later. Elizabeth?
Okay, I'll add to the Drake call that was he was yesterday, Wednesday, and what else he said on the Drake call was regarding, he did, you know, he said that like 2 days ago, I think I figured it out to be Tuesday, they told him, the good guys will say, told some of the congressmen that they're going to take a vacation forever. And he also said other particular congressmen re-signed or rededicated themselves to the real Constitution, meaning to me that there's some congressmen that said, okay, I'm going to, you know, rededicate to working for the people, and that they'll be part of the interim government. They're getting ready to clean house through, if everybody knows about the Nacera bill, that's kind of part of it. Also, Drake said there's something else that's happened, and he's not going to say nothing about it, but if you look, you can find it. He also said that these congressmen, these certain congressmen that did re-sign to work for the true Constitution for the people, you can find that evidence somewhere. I want to find that evidence somewhere. Okay. Oh, and then Drake talked about the Federal Reserve, he said something about the Federal Reserve note is not going to go away. It is going to be exchanged on a one-to-one basis, and he said we, the USA, will be getting our own money, because the Federal Reserve note is all around the world, you know, something to do with that. And back to you, Judy.
Okay. Does anyone have any intel or news they'd like?
Well, no. I have more news. Are you done with yours?
Yeah, I only had two things.
Okay, here's another news story then. I'll keep going unless you have other things.
No, we're just going to bring the other people in after you.
So. Okay. Here's one I found on. It's unbelievable massive amounts of explosives found in Louisiana. This was Tuesday, December 4th. The audio, 1 minute long, 1 minute, 7 seconds.
Police continue to move millions of pounds of explosives found at an industrial site in Louisiana. The work to move the 6 million pounds of artillery propellants began over the weekend.
That's a lot of product.
A lot of dangers there. A lot of worst-case scenarios. We need to work through those safely. Material was stored both outdoors and crammed into unauthorized buildings at a former Army ammunition plant. The plant was being leased by a company that became the focus of a criminal investigation following an explosion in October.
It's hard to try to find somewhere, you know, you ain't got the resources to really put yourself up nowhere.
About half of the 800 nearby residents have evacuated.
And stuff had happened there, and we didn't have a clue what was being brought out there. We felt safe at that time, and so today just didn't seem too different.
Residents will not be able to return until the explosives are divided into smaller, safer quantities, and there is no estimate when that might be finished. Officials are also watching the weather, as possible lightning could delay efforts due to safety concerns. Bob McCall, Associated Press.
Okay. Hold on. So that's that. I hope you heard that good.
They don't say too much about where those explosives came from. The company that used to lease that, or what they were stockpiling it for, I thought was interesting. Only that they're
yeah.
there.
Also in the news, as everybody knows, this week, the fiscal cliff, and oh, what's going to happen? I propose to you that the pony show, and anyway, I'm tired of that pony show. And then also I wanted to bring forth again, remember, I think as of just a couple hours ago, there's 3,400 some signatures out of the 25,000 signatures we want to get before December 25th. And that's signing for your freedom, signing the redeclaration of the Declaration of Independence. If you haven't signed that yet, please go to smallwh.gov, that's wh.gov, and then /, and then capital letters IIKC. And that's the link to the whitehouse.gov to sign the redeclaration of the declaration. Okay, back to you, Judy.
Okay, well, we're going to go and ask for anyone else has intel right now, or actually... Has any news or intel. Sharon, did
yes.
you have something to share? Star 6 to unmute. Sharon, you still with us?
I am. Can you hear
there
me?
There you go. We can hear you great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. This post came out late this afternoon, and it's... really creating some shakeups here. It's called an interesting post from the Universal Voice, which is Drake, but it was posted on Drake's Universal Voice Facebook page. So take it for what you will, and it says we are all creating our long-promised future now, and it's put out by a guy by the name of Robert Lane. And what he's saying is that I had promised, and this is what was Drake put out on his Facebook page, I had promised everyone that today or tomorrow I would give an update to my post on Monday by Wednesday, which is today or Thursday. This is too important to sit on right now. I waited out of respect for the resistance movement. As this was given by a source they are not aware of, but that has been accurate in every instance, so I know it is accurate and I am very comfortable with these words. I was told on Monday that beings all over the universe were, quote, smiling and happy, end of quote, each in their own way. The reason was very clear. The breakthrough of light has been achieved, !5. In order for that to have transpired, the embryonic archons, which are the reptilians, had to have been cleared from the etheric and astral planes, which is 8.6 miles up, and they were. I know this because I was blessed by having taken part in this, and it was not easy, nor was it done with sweetness. It was determination and Pleiadian vortex weapons. I went down at the tail end of this. It was what is known as a Parthenon shot in passing. My twin also went down, but I now know this was reptilians using the only power they have ever had, our and my mind against us and me. This happened in the etheric realm. This only affected me and not my twin. Now here's the good part. So when the post came about the bushes and the rest of them all becoming sick and posted ad nauseum, he said there was zero surprise in this because they had just lost all, in capital letters, of their power. Now, all that is required is for the event to happen. That will now be the easiest phase of this. I do have information in this regard as well. Tomorrow, I will post about who I am, because I am tired of holding that within myself as well. These are the greatest days of humanity for 26,000 years, and we are all here to witness this. Now, you will begin to see wonders unseen for eons. I love you all very much. And that's the end.
Was that Drake saying tomorrow?
Sharon?
Yeah.
Was that Drake that posted? Was that Drake that wrote that?
Supposedly on his Facebook page. It said, that's what it says.
But it didn't. He didn't sign it, Drake, or was it under his Facebook? Drake?
I don't have access to the Facebook page itself.
Okay.
Somebody
I'll go there.
It up,
yeah.
And posted it on the 2012 thebigpicture.wordpress.com.
Okay. Well, I can go there and look. I have access for later. That's good. Okay.
Do you
want to
do
great.
That while I do the announcement of our call? Do you want to do that right now?
Yeah, and I just want to add to what Sharon just read, just to put it in perspective for people that have no clue, because this is what's going on with that part. Also, you guys know that there's great energies coming from the sun and beyond on this earth now, and we really ramped up on them on December 3rd when there was planet alignments over the Giza pyramids, not only over the Giza pyramids, but around over 3,300 megalith stones all around the world. And all of these megalith stones are lined up on what's called ley lines. Now, it's like energies and vibrations that are coming. I'll call them God vibrations. And they're 10,000 times more powerful than what the bad guys' vibrations that they've set up for us to put us under this deception and darkness for eons. And so that kind of goes with that. And right now we are feeling those, and we're going through a morphing stage, all of us, the whole Earth and the whole galaxy. Anyway, there's more to it, and just to try to make it it's not simple to understand, but kind of put it in a nutshell. Okay. Over to you, Judy, and to Captain. Thanks, Sharon.
Captain,
you're welcome.
Be right after me. First of all, I want to announce our next Diamonds Forever 30-minute world news update and intel and more with Captain and Company. Will be next Thursday, a week from today, December 13th at 7 Central. The call-in number was the same as you called in tonight, and the PIN number is the same. And the reference code for last Thursday is 7, and tonight's call will be reference number 9. And our Saturday call is December 8th at 1 p.m. Central. And if you want to listen to the call from December 1st, that reference code is 8. And I have a little information about Kishi. This was posted by John McAfee, but it was originally on the Rumor Mill News reading room. And Rumor Mill News is saying that Kishi obviously sees that each individual country is not progressing fast enough, so he's going to let normal people know about it. And he's going to get all of his plasma technology to the people, no matter what avenue he has to take. And this is from Kishi, posted on his page. And the topic is Formation of Study Groups. This was posted on December 3rd. A number of questions raised on this forum have been discussed and addressed with multinational space equipment manufacturing organizations over several months, and to cut time short for development, in the upcoming meetings and on this forum, where we will start releasing the findings of these organizations. I don't know if you know they were giving them out to different countries, but the countries were just sitting on them. So now he's going to release it to scientists who have worked closely with them and have gone through every point in their patents, and they decided to they're going to go out and give the information that the manufacturer of the MagRaves, M-A-G-R-A-V-S systems, and then the reports are done with full assessment of the technology with the intention to industrialize and commercialize this technology. They've kept the reports from organizations confidential long enough, and now that a number of governments have the technology, we will let the world have a look at this technology as well. So the time of government decision-making, as we promised, is limited. And if we see the same slander to block them, the foundation is going to release all details. So it's time to play the universal game, and as the inventor, I am prepared to start the game. We have made a decision, and that is to work with scientists and the public as promised. The government have had their time, and our time for the public is about to start. They're going to... So as not to run mayhem, they're going to give access to a limited number of scientists to process the teaching and deployment first, and then through a study group. And the decision is members to the public, their decisions will be made as to what is to be released, and release their findings at each stage of the development. And so the first prototypes made by the group should be done within 3 months. So by March 2013, we should be seeing information from these groups. And they're going to provide all the facilities and costs for the development of these prototypes. And at the end of testing, each participant of each nation will get a copy of the working unit to show their part of the world, not just their own nation alone. So if one nation develops something, they have to share it with everybody else. So teaching for space technology with the world starts from today, and now it is your time to assess each other's capabilities and understanding of the universe according to your comprehension of this new technology. And that is it. I'm going to turn it over to Captain now for his to share whatever he wants to share with us.
Captain? You're up?
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth and Judy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay, excellent. Okay, for now, guys, I don't have any pressing news for now, but what I will say is that tomorrow is Friday, and that there is a Cosmic Vision News call tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central, and you can get this information off of the 2012 scenario .com, and you go down to your right-hand side of the list, and you see Friday, which says Cosmic Vision News at 6 p.m. Central. So it'll be great to tune in there and listen to the update of what's going on. Also, too, I want to say that Saturday I will give a little history lesson that I think you may find very interesting about the birth of the USA, and I think that this is something that you may want to tune into on Saturday's afternoon call. So if you would, tell your friends and your neighbors to come to the call, and I'm going to share a little history about our country and what happened and who was the first president and how everything got to where it is right now. So I will see you on the call Saturday. Thank you. I pass the call over to Elizabeth and Judy.
I just want to make one comment before I turn it over to Elizabeth for her final words. We don't have a lot of participants on the live call, but we are having a lot of people listening to the replay. So, it's like 20, 30 people listening to the replays. So I just wanted to let you know, it does seem popular. It must not be a good time for people to listen live. But when I get the reports from Free Conference Call, .com, we are giving many, many people are listening to the replays. So I want to thank them for listening, even though it's on a replay. We'll take them any way we get them, right? Go ahead, Elizabeth, do you have some final words?
Okay, and then also we'll add to Sharon's news that she read and then what I said afterwards, a little resource that would may help some people that are just looking into this. You could go to YouTube and do on the search bar Jim Self. It's J-I-M, as in mom, Self is the last name, S-E-L-F, and then put five, the number five, the letter D, capital letter D, 2012, Jim Self 5D 2012, and it'll describe a little bit more, increase your vision of what we're going into. Okay, guys, well, there's the news. Well, there's not a lot out there, and that may be a good sign, hopefully, that things are going to finally shine. And I will, we're going to end with, pardon?
Elizabeth, did you get a chance to look at his Facebook page?
No, but I will.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to do that. Okay, go ahead.
It'll take too long. So I'll end with this audio. It's 2 minutes long. And have a great evening, guys. Love ya. Oh, I forgot to tell you. This is on, sorry, Removing the Shackles, 2012, update December 5th. That was Wednesday. And it says, my friends, this song says it all. I will be back, hopefully, within the next 24 hours with more updates. But for now, take a deep breath and smell that awesomeness in the air.
Oh, get the trouble. Come on, get happy. I feel again. I don't care to pop a tear. Down on me. So let's sing a song. I'm happy again. Yeah, happy days I hear. It's on a time. Can't do it. Come on, we're heading across the river. Soon your cares will all be gone. There'll be no more from now on. From now on. Forget the drive and just get happy. I'm here. You better stay.
And that was an old black and white video, Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand duet.
And that's it for tonight, then?
That's it.
Okay, we'll see you all Saturday at the 1 Central. Good night.
Don't hang up yet, Sharon.